clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high.
I just think the song sucks. I don't know if that's,
before I got high. Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
You know.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Why, baby? Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high.
Oh, let's see if I can make a left turn out of this alley.
This
guy's all, I'm smiling and walking across the street, preventing you from getting where you need to go. Okay, okay, this is starting to look good, but I have to inch out here because I can't fucking see because the way they fucking change these roads. It's terrible. All right, I did it. I did the thing.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
No more. Here we go. This is, this one's real bad. Kids Rap Radio.
I'm so for real. My new wheels got me certified and total package. Haters looking on and they getting rid of them.
the song sounds like it's about wheels, but the song is named Greels, and I don't understand. Riding his bike in front of me, going about 15 miles an hour, and it's a real bummer for me, who would love to be going faster than that, but there's enough people in the lane next to me that I can't quite do it, can't get around them, and
guided meditation 4, resting in spacious awareness.
Always.
In this guided meditation, we'll use all the skills that we practiced so far in the other meditations.
Fuck yeah.
I will not repeat the instructions in as much detail as the previous meditations, as by now you may be becoming familiar with them. As you become accustomed to mindfulness meditation and develop more stability in your practice, you may find that you can sit in silence for longer periods without listening to the recording. If so, please feel free to pause the recording at any point for as long as you like and then resume it when you're ready.
Whoa. Lesson 1. Go.
hate to.
Settle into your comfortable meditation position.
All right, hands
that allows
wheel.
You to be relaxed but awake.
Okay, no.
Remember to keep your back as straight as possible. Allow your arms and hands to find a restful position. And your eyes to either close or remain half open, gazing softly at the floor in front of you.
Okay, I can't really do that.
When your body feels stable, bring your attention to your breathing.
Okay, I'm good.
Notice the quality of your breathing.
It's low.
Whether you are breathing mainly from your chest or from your belly. Notice your rib cage gently expanding and your belly rising and falling slightly. Bring your attention to your in-breath, your out-breath, observing it carefully. Saying quietly to yourself, in and out as you breathe in and out.
Okay, all right. Bing, bing. Bah.
Now bring your awareness to your body.
Oh, yeah.
To your lower body.
Mm-hmm.
To your feet.
Oh.
Legs.
Okay. All right.
Hips.
Yeah. Extremely aware of these hips. They do not lie.
To your upper body. Torso. Hands.
Still holding the steering wheel here.
Arms. Shoulders.
Yes.
Neck.
Neck, yep. Got one.
And head.
Head. It's my mantra. I have a neck. I have a neck.
Paying special attention to releasing tension in your shoulders, face, and jaw.
Look, ladies, it's going to take a lot more than me thinking about it to release tension in my jaw, shoulders.
Feel the weight of your body as it relaxes. Allow it to become heavier, sinking deeper.
Like eat a pizza or something? What are, you know.
Scan your whole body from the soles of your feet
digitize
to the top
me.
Of your head.
Yes, scan me. Put me on the game grid.
Noticing any areas of tightness or tension. And allowing them to soften. To release and to relax.
Word. Okay. What
Return
else?
Your attention to your breath.
Still breathing. Doing it.
Breathing from your whole body.
Taking foot breaths here.
Whole body.
In.
Oh, yeah.
And out. And with your breath as your foundation, rest in moment-to-moment awareness.
Pretty aware. That guy's got a hat. That guy's smoking. That guy's riding one of those rented scooters. Fuck that guy. Birds. Chemical
Remind yourself that this is an opportunity to bring an open, kind, accepting attitude to yourself.
Okay. Right.
And to your experiences.
All right. I think it's fine that that guy is wearing that hat.
Just as they are. Accepting yourself. Just as you are.
That guy seems grumpy.
Letting go of expectations.
I don't know what that guy's like. I don't. Maybe he's not
without
grumpy.
Without any agenda.
Yeah.
Or desire for anything to be different.
It's just the way that dude is.
Not judging. Not pushing anything away. Not running after anything. Just being fully present in mindful awareness. As thoughts arise, notice them without following after them or rejecting them. Just noting and labeling them thinking.
File these away under them. Thinking.
Sometimes powerful emotions arise. Waves of sadness, anger, jealousy, frustration,
sure.
Or grief,
yeah,
can envelop us, threatening to drown us in their grip. At other times, we can weep from joy and happiness.
It happens.
Whatever emotions are arising now, whether positive or negative, observe them in the same way that you notice your thinking. And release them. Returning to your stable, centered, mindful breathing. Returning home over and over again.
I thought you can't go home again. That's...
True nature of mind is like a clear blue sky, vast and boundless.
Whoa.
Whether it's obscured by clouds or not, It's always present. Sometimes the clouds passing across the sky are faint and wispy. Sometimes white and fluffy. Sometimes they're ominous, dark thunderclouds racing by. Whatever they are, they always pass. They're not permanent. In the same way, the clouds of your thoughts and feelings pass across the clear blue sky of your mind.
So it's like this $3.99 sub of the day at Subway.
However challenging.
However challenging this sub may be, there'll be a different one tomorrow.
Or joyful they are. They do not last forever. They come and they go. Whoa. They are as impermanent as weather. You might reflect on this, perhaps reminding yourself that your experiences are not who you truly are. They're just transitory events. That your true nature is unchanging and unaffected by the coming and going of your experiences.
So then, what's the point then? I mean, if nothing's ever going to change, then what are we even doing?
You might ask yourself,
why are these people taking so long to cross the
street? Who is doing the observing?
Who watches the watchers?
Who is noting these thoughts and feelings coming and going?
You may find yourself shotgun shack.
With your stable, steady, moment-to-moment awareness of your breathing as your anchor, rest in open, spacious awareness. That is your true nature, without limit, boundless like the blue sky.
Still there? Still, hello? I think we get to leave class early.
As we end this meditation, you might take a moment to acknowledge anything about your mindfulness meditation practice that's been helpful to you. Anything that has supported you, increased your sense of well-being, helped you feel more calm and peaceful. Imagine extending this out to others.
Like live streaming it, or that never worked?
Imagine your good wishes for their well-being, your compassionate thoughts rippling out from you in ever-widening circles, like a pebble dropped in a pond. When you are ready, open your eyes slowly, taking your time.
All right, I guess after all this time, it's time for me to finally open my eyes.
And as you do so, remind yourself...
Oh, shit, I'm driving a car!
...that whatever you found helpful in these mindfulness meditations is always available to you. Always available in any place and at any time.
Sidechainy fucking, you know, like it's cool. I don't have a love for it anymore. Or I feel like so much of it got made in such a short period of time that it really got drilled into the ground. Which I guess kind of raises the bar on it in a way, right? Where you're like, yeah, no, that's, I can, this is everywhere. This is, I open up a cereal box and it's like, and tell what was made then and what was made now. I mean, the reflections of, like, people like making stuff now that are like, no, this is like, it was, and then using it in games and other things that are just like, yo, it's the 80s. It's like, no, man. I was a child in the 80s. I watched a lot of MTV. This was not the 80s. It kind of never was this. Not the fucking dark way you want it to be. Like, it's, that stuff didn't, the darkness was different in the 80s. Applying your fucking, and that's fine, you know, like applying modern fucking cyberpunk sensibilities to that darkness, I mean, that's right up my fucking alley, up to a point. And at some point I just, yeah, I don't know. Feel the same way about Nelly.
I remember the day I first heard electronic music. Yeah. Back then, this illegal computer sound was
gonna be my call. This guy is saying exactly what I just said.
My heart got hooked on 4x4 beats when House took this journey with Jack, Chicago, and Acid House. Now my heart is hooked forever. I don't care if it's French tech, hard style, hardcore, old school.
This guy's fucking real.
I don't understand people who are satisfied
starting this
with ordinary
over.
Pop. I remember the day I first heard electronic music. I knew back then this illegal computer sound was gonna be my call. My heart got hooked on 4x4 beats when House took this journey with Jack, Chicago, and Acid House. Now my heart is hooked forever. I don't care if it's French tech, hard style, hardcore, old school, or jump. I don't understand people who are satisfied with ordinary pop music. They just listen to whatever radio stations decide they should like.
Fucking normies,
ringtone commercials meant for kids. And my God, they like it. Some people even think that house clubs are for weirdos only. Maybe they're right. Maybe we are weird. Maybe this music is weird. And maybe the clubs are overrated. But we're in this together. If you're in the scene, being a DJ seems like a natural path to follow. Ha! And back in the days, DJs were weird people who liked music in a weird way. Back then, you would have to be a nerd to become a DJ. Nowadays, everybody wants to be a DJ. Nowadays, everybody wants to be that nerd. It sickens me. I hate those smartasses who think DJ is an easy way to get laid. Well, get a life. If you're not in it for the love of the music, would you please fuck off?
Fuck yeah, dude!
Would you please fuck off?
Fuck music. Fuck off.
It sickens me. I hate those smart asses who think DJ is an easy way to get laid. Well, get a life.
Yeah, get a life.
With the music, would you please fuck off?
And then this. This fucking bullshit.
If you're not here for the love of the music, would you please fuck off?
Away getting fatter in the middle. And lyrically, I'm not the best. Physically, the opposite of Randy Moss. And yet, so preposterous. Feel the awesomeness. The most obnoxious guest up at the Sausage Fest. Oh, yes. The girls are repulsed, so I hide in my hood like I'm joining a cult.
Fuck.
Let's get out.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah, this is good.
What?
Oh, you know. Kids for Kids. Terminal all the way up to our new luxurious casino in beautiful Robert Park, California. Get you a free ride. we got a steakhouse. Oh, good. Japanese Ronald McDonald would fall the fuck over to, if I've ever heard one. Cover. music, then fuck off. All right? If you're not in it for the 132 beats per minute workout, go fuck yourself. Cover we heard earlier, which is what the fuck? Music making and understand that there is no rules and do whatever you want, then it is true freedom. Sync it up to the 24 track. Click. Sounds like them joking about the song that the remix actually became. Thing since topic, because that's bad. You boo sneak digging, you ain't his main, fuck as you saying, but you can't catch me slipping. That's so. Bars. Bars! You can't catch me slipping. Box top catch me fitting. Hey, one of them boy keep tricking. This is boy keep wishing. Hey, 187, I'm killing them. Son of a killer. Yep, yeah, 187, you're killing them. too much for me to handle. After the meditation earlier, you know, it's just, it's too harsh, too harsh. I'm too mindful right now. Too blissed to be stressed.
Thank you. like open the bruise up and let some of the bruised blood come out to show them. I had to like open the bruise up and let some of the bruised blood come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out to show them. Come out to show them, 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 come out to show them,
ring that mindfulness meditation bell in a minute here. Swallow my tongue. Come out of my shoulder, 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 come out of my sh It's like 6 more minutes of this. Pretty sure he's saying Kamehameha in there somewhere. It's a big Dragon Ball thing. All right. Oh, I'm here. I'm home. I made it. It's tremendous. I'm going to go. I'm probably going to go listen to the rest of that track in the dark. I recommend you do the same. And I'll see you later.